Tuesday, May 26, 2026, Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3 p.m.
We're actually going to lose money. We're going to spend all of that.
All right, call to order the Board of Equalization. Everyone stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Brian?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
I'd like to excuse Mr. Boske. He's out of town.
That's it.
Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the wall.
I'm going to do a little real quick.
Oh, sorry.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes. Hey, we'll try this again. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for all review by all citizens' attendance. Consent agenda items. Approval of previous minutes, April 27, 2026.
Motion to approve consent agenda item A.
Second.
New business. 2A.
Marty?
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
I am tired. I will tell you that.
Brian did work his first overnight last night, now that he's out of the school, so he's not liking it very much at this point.
This is brutal. All right, let's try 2A again. That was a good trial run. New business hearing for Heartland Counseling Services, Inc. Application for exemption for motor vehicles. This is something we've done before, right?
Yeah, but these are new vehicles today.
Okay.
They said they are growing, so they needed to purchase two new vehicles.
So 2021 Chevy SUV Equinox, the last five of VIN 34035, and a 2025 Hyundai SUV Tucson with the last five of 76624.
Yeah.
Same thing as, they're just replacing?
No, they just purchased more.
Yeah. They have more people too, that are employing a lot more.
Yeah, they're really growing.
And this is for community support services, crisis response, peer support, and day support services, clients who have mental health and or substance abuse. I would move to approve it.
I'd second that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Hey, good job. Why did you throw that in there before I went to the next one? 2B, Christy.
We don't have any clerical errors, but we do need to talk about a turf here.
Oh, come up
it's
here.
Not a negotiation. They go ahead.
They can maybe do that under emergency business.
What's that?
Under emergency business.
Oh, okay. That's close enough.
Yep.
We're not discussing a thing or anything. It's just information.
We love information.
Okay.
I'm sure you can. Can I just, I mean one for everybody.
Yes.
This is the Roy Don apartment complex. Golden. I'm Sam Ferraro for the record. I'm the appraiser. From last year's protest, we have a TURC hearing for the Roy Don apartment complex. There's two parcels there. And this is a TIF property. So TIF is the tax increment financing. That is where the county gets a drastically reduced amount of tax dollars, and most of the tax money goes back into the development. So just to give a little bit of background, so Christy and Melissa set the values last March. Then there was a sale of the property for $49.5 million. The we inspected it after that for the sale purpose, and our assessment is 48 and change there, $48 million. The owner protested that, the new owner that purchased the apartments protested the value. So he just bought it for 49.5. We're at 48.5, and he protests the value. With the argument was, we are getting back $9.7 million of TIF money over a two-year period, and wanted the assessed value to be the purchase price minus the $9.7 million of TIF money they're getting kicked back from the city. So that was their argument, was 49.5 million minus 9.7 was their argument. Actually, they actually wanted it lower than that, but that was the basis of their argument. The referee denied it. The board, BOE at the time, upheld the assessed value. So that was no change decision. That's number six on the sheet there. So then the owner filed to go to Turk with the same, you know, his same argument. And so now we're at the spot where we are going to have to either defend a value of 49.5 million, which I think we can because we have the purchase. But the issue that we have is that, okay, since it's a TIFT property, the county will receive $829 of tax dollars from these two parts, from a $49.5 million. And this is, again, why the TIFs are so, you know, they kind of hurt the county in the short term. We're going to receive $829 of tax revenue. Now, to defend at Turk, that means that the county attorney, the county assessor, the deputy county assessor, myself, the commercial appraiser, you know, the paperwork. I mean, we've spent, that's more than $800 right there. We're basically asking for either permission to not defend this, since there is this bizarre, you know, kickback from the city to the apartment complex development, to either not defend it or at least to ask the board for permission to allow, you know, the city of South Sioux to defend it, because they're gaining the money back. We're not. I mean, again, we're not going to receive the money to do this. So, in essence, we're actually asking to not defend, because it's sort of irresponsible on the taxpayer side, because we will spend more to defend it. And if even if we win, that number is the same. So. Right. So the base value is the same. So in the TIFs, it sets up where the base value is the value for 15 years, and it never changes. So anytime it goes up, the value can go up, but the base is going to stay the same. So we're going to be taxed on, you know, we will receive just the base value, which is what it was before it was built. So it's basically like a land value, and we receive only money from that. But our contention is that it would cost us more to defend it, and there's no upside for us to, even if we win, it's not like we're going to gain a bunch of money in tax dollars. Plus, we didn't know about the agreement until board last year, where we actually requested, we didn't believe the owner of the apartment complex, we didn't believe the city was giving him money back. They produced this, it's a 90-page purchase agreement that details the kickback from the city.
But is that something? Have you seen that before? That particular move?
I mean, well, with Liberty Place.
Yes, and apparently it's sort of it would have been kicked back anyway to Roy Don. Anyway, if you kind of look at it like this, where the developer gets that money back to put in streets, to put in infrastructure, sewer, water lines, all these things. to get money. So that, I mean, to get money, to have development. That's the whole point of it, is to kind of give them a break and get their money back to develop it. So
do we know if, yes. Do we know if they were responsible for those utilities?
They had to, Roy Don had to pay for it.
Because the city got a lower rate, yeah. Interest rate, if they did it, than the city would have did it. So that's why they're giving it this kickback. But their deals have nothing to do with us. We didn't know about this deal until they produced this contract. So at least, at the very least, the city needs to be subpoenaed during TURG to be there to explain this, because how are we going to defend something we didn't do? Mm-hmm. That's what we don't understand. It had nothing to do with us.
So if I'm called to the stand, or Christy or Melissa's called to the stand, and they say, well, why are they getting $9.7 million back? I mean, our answer is literally, we have no idea. We have nothing to do with it. We didn't write the contract. We didn't know about it until it was after the fact. So, but we didn't want to, we felt like we were overstepping if we just said we're not going to defend this. And it's the board's decision. The TURC looks at it like this. The board made a decision that the assessed value was upheld. So we felt that, the board would be the one to direct whether we defend it or not, or maybe how we pursue that. But we just felt like it was sort of unfair to the taxpayers to spend more of their money to defend something just so that the developer can get their money back.
It'd be pretty poor use of, my opinion is, it'd be pretty poor use of the county's money to spend money to get $829 back.
At the same time, I mean, I think that by not doing this, this entices fraud. I mean, everybody's going to start saying, well, I bought this bank, and the only reason I paid $1 million for it is because there was $2 million in the bank. And, mm-hmm. Like I said, I think that I worry that we're going to go down a slippery slope here. Because you're right. I mean, that property, if you truly believe that it's worth the $48 million and change, then we should stick to that.
This is also that property, though, that last year omitted buildings and a pool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True. And on their 521 transfer document, there's no
concession for the $10 million.
Right. There's
nothing. Like, you can add like personal property, and that isn't a line item that they subtracted off for the purchase price.
So it wasn't disclosed even at that time, by their lawyers that wrote the 521.
Which is a legal document. It says right on there, you can't lie. So
that, I mean, the basis, if we do defend, we would say, well, we're going to use your purchase agreement, we're going to use your 521 against you, which is usually pretty solid evidence. But at the same time, I just don't see the need. To us at the county side, I guess it doesn't matter if it's $40 million or $49 million. We'll get the same amount of tax dollars either way, because the base will not change. For 15 years. And this is why we're afraid of, future TIFs, including, the casino and such. Same thing's going to happen. There could be deals that we never know about, and that it'll take us years and years to, if they fight us at TURG, there is a cost to the county, of course, in time and, in all those other, on the bottom there. So, just that's our thoughts on it. We're looking for direction. So,
when is your TURC hearing?
July 15th.
In July.
But we have to have our stuff ready a month prior.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a lose 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 all the way around.
Hey, well, right, like it is.
And a crappy drive.
What do you think, Christy?
If we don't go, we automatically lose. So right. I guess, like I said, I don't know what the answer is.
But the city's going to get their money, too.
Regardless.
They have it written in there. If their TIF is short, Roy Dunn has to pay
the shortage.
That's what they did with Liberty Place, and we didn't know about it for years, that if their value went under a certain amount, Liberty Place had to come up and make up the money.
So if they're assessed lower than
whatever they said
in the contract, then they will pursue them. It's a side deal where they get the tax money, not through the county, but they just, they it's paid directly from.
They owe them.
Sounds so shady.
Roy Don would own the city.
Yeah, whoever bought it owns it.
Yeah. It just doesn't sound legit.
It happens a lot. I know it doesn't, and this is sort of common. I mean, you do see this in other cities, and you do see it with other TIF projects, but from the city's perspective, I mean, if the city was here, and when we approach them, if we do defend this, then, you know, they would say, well, we need to gain our money back because we give a lot of money for infrastructure and land or whatever they gave to make this happen, too. So they're trying to get their money back, too, is the way they would argue it. But it does feel
shady.
It does feel shady, but it is. I mean, it is technically. I don't think it's illegal, but again, I'm not a contract lawyer. So
again, is this something that we want to go ahead and spend the extra money to bring to light a little bit better? So we're better set moving forward.
That's the only argument.
You know, I feel that again, by us doing nothing, that we're kind of giving in to the shadiness. Kinda,
yeah, we're helping it.
The only argument I can proceed to defend it is to say, well, we've already fought this. We know that we're on the right side, so we're not going to deal with, you know, we know that we're on solid footing. We don't know what Turk will say right now in this case.
I'd be interested to know what Turk would say with our assessed value and then wanting to pay less. To me, that just seems like a pretty gutsy ask of them. You know, wanting that additional 9.7 million off of the valuation because we're getting it handed to us.
But we see
on the
this in you know, like on the residential side, we see it every day. If someone pays $250,000 for a house and they get kicked back $5,000 in closing costs, that sale price still looks at $250,000. So we don't take it off there, you know. And sometimes we don't even know if there is a concession. So. Which is that's the other part of our argument would be, it's not taken off of any other sale, why should it be taken off of yours?
And what kind of, I mean, ballpark, what kind of costs are we thinking it'd take to defend this?
Josh is over $100
an hour. Josh, the appraiser, or the guy that heard, is $100 an hour.
Right, plus his travel time. And
plus the right, so, I mean, you would, with the two appraisers, myself and Josh,
yeah.
And then it's a day and a day for the county attorney, assessor, and deputy assessor.
I don't either.
I don't know.
So you said something about what would it make? How would it make sense for the city to then do that versus us? And what would be the difference? What would be the different angle? Like, how would it make sense for us to say, all right, let's approach the city to have them do it?
Our thought was that we would approach the city and say, we want you to bring either the CFO or the city administrator to talk about the contract and to explain to Turk the
what the whole deal's about, since we were not involved with it.
Right. And I don't even know what side they would be on, honestly. I don't know if they would defend them or take the other side. But they would, just so that they could explain the contract. Not because their basis of the argument is in the contract to purchase and that special clause. So that was our thought.
And what's the Turk date again?
July 16th.
Could we approach the city in the next week before our next meeting and then make our decision on June 8th based on what they come back with?
We have a special meeting on the 1st.
Yeah.
So is that something we could add to that agenda?
That's board equalization. That's board equalization.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that would actually work. Perfect. Yeah, that would work in this situation.
So approach the city.
Let's approach the city, see what their take is on it, and then we'll decide on our...
Okay. Hopefully not by Monday.
June 1st.
June 1st is
before
June 1st.
Yeah.
Next Monday.
Okay, I'll put it on the June 1st.
Since we're already having...
Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks for all the great news.
The Turk's always great.
Yeah, it's... All right, mail our emergency business. We have a meeting June 1st, 2026 at 8:30 a.m. I'm sure I'll be just wide awake. Any public comment?
I'll bring you an extra coffee.
Yeah. I make a motion to adjourn.
The first is 8 or 8:30?
8:30.
Yep. All right. We'll go ahead and start our regular commissioner meeting. The current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the north wall at the entrance of the boardroom and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take a roll.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
Brian?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
Make a motion to excuse Commissioner Bosquet.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. We'll go ahead and start with public comment. If there's anybody here that would like to speak on anything that is not on today's agenda, now would be the time to approach. Seeing none, consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from May 11th, 2026. Approval of payroll claims from May 10th through May 23rd, 2026. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of monthly account payable claims. Approval of official office reports from the Register of Deeds, the County Clerk, and the Clerk of District Court. I came in this morning, went through accounts payable, came back this afternoon, went through payroll. Copies of the official reports from the Register of Deeds, the County Clerk, and the Clerk of District Court are in your packets. Everything appeared to be in line.
Make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through E.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
New business resolutions. Approval county surplus report from May 15th. The surplus sale 26C-007. Standard every year deal. We go through surplus items. They're put up for sealed bid or tag sale.
Yeah.
Tag sale, and a copy of what sold is in your packet also. There was not much interest in our surplus stuff. A few items did sell, so it's always good to push something on if somebody can use it.
Second.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
No Christian here. Christian Robinette, Dakota County Victims Assistance, requesting board approval for the 2627 grant 180-27-CB-056 in the amount of $78,786 for our.
That is down. Last year it was 82 or 84,000. So
okay.
It is down.
Is that part of the system? Okay, there's a typo there. It says victims.
Juvenile diversion.
Yeah. Victims assisted.
Yeah.
It's juvenile diversion.
Right.
Thank you, Marty. I'll fix that.
All right, so we have a little bit less, but we did receive that award, so.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Board to approve of the decommissioning agreement between Dakota County and Sternwheel Solar Project LLC. You gentlemen here to speak on that at all? Or?
I'm here to answer any questions you have. Yeah, you want me to come up?
Yeah, come on up.
Okay.
That agreement is also in your packet there. I had an opportunity to read it earlier. Rogelio kind of been a little bit of the point on this. Everybody's been involved, but it appeared to be
I had to go get a wedding last night before I went to bed because I needed something to eat.
You had to go.
I looked it over this morning too, and I didn't really see any major concerns or any really concerns. I know they've been doing a good job with planning and zoning too.
Uh-huh.
This was through planning and zoning, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They agreed with it.
It's just the decommissioning plan down the road when it runs its course on how to get everything back to where it was or what it was.
I make a motion to approve. Because we didn't really need you up here, sorry.
I was going to sit in the back if you didn't have me.
You did a fine job, though. You came up and convinced him.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
I know we had talked about it at our last meeting, and we pushed it together, pushed it forward to this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. Where do you guys come from? In from?
I live in Lincoln, Omaha.
So you guys got some nice windshield time, and
that's right,
you
yeah.
can go home and say, "Guys, we got her pushed through. It was a fight, but it was a fight, but we got her."
Yeah.
With Baird?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Check out the local restaurants for you.
I'll do that. Yeah. You got a recommendation?
What do you like?
I don't know what's local is.
Lincoln doesn't have great Mexican food, so any of our Mexican spots on Dakota Avenue and stuff is really fantastic. I personally like Molly's, which is like at the very end.
Not tried that one yet.
Delicious.
It's like a blue yeah. building.
Okay. Can't miss it.
Everyone keeps telling me that's the best place to go, and I'm not going there yet.
I don't know what to tell you.
All you can do is tell him. Old business. We have Dean here to talk to us about our highway, or our county report here, road report.
Hi. Okay, road report for this week is overtime hours. We had 36 and a half hours, 33 and a half of it was the tire scrap cleanup. Tree debris, 6 hours. Bridge maintenance, 15 and a half hours of Lincoln Way and 2 hours of Jackson East. Culvert road projects, 14 hours on South Bluff, 74 hours on M Avenue. A total of 88 hours. Asphalt patching, 7 hours. Garbage pickup, 4 hours. Mowing, 11 hours. Pulling the magnet, 16 hours. Gravel hauling, 101 hours. And they did 241.43 tons of the inch and 25 tons of the road gravel for a total of 266.43. We had road concerns of grading on L Avenue, Oakdale Road, Nottoway, and Fiddler Creek.
When you do the blacktop patching and you get it in those bags, does a plate packer activate that, or is there something that activates it, or is it just
it just opens it up? Yeah.
Okay.
One thing nice about the bags, I mean, I used to use the you go over to Borrowers and get it or whatever. when it sits outside and gets all the weather on it, and then it's not as tacky as it used to be.
Okay.
These bags seem like they tack a lot better.
Last Wednesday, I had a meeting in Norfolk, and I went by at 8 o'clock, and they were just getting the Hubbard paving project started, and I came back by at noon, and it was done.
Damn.
From the bridge all the way to the edge of Hubbard.
Wow.
So Steve Harris, they put it down in a hurry.
We were supposed to do the ditch work along to the bridge. They're doing it for us, so
yeah,
that saves us because we're doing south now.
Yeah, I stopped and looked at it. It looked like they did a fabulous job.
Very good, very good.
Other than that, I see when I'm going through accounts payable, you guys been hauling mostly out of Hardington?
Just some. We usually get one load out. They got construction going on at Hayward.
Okay.
So yep. They can't make all the rounds.
Yeah,
so.
It doesn't make any. I just noticed that disproportionate coming out of there, so that's good.
Whatever. We like it out of there, but.
Is Hardington, I know he's been talking about retiring for the last couple of years.
He did. He sold the place.
Oh, so somebody else is running it?
Roger McCoy bought it.
Okay.
So, and they put some different screens in, so we got a little bit bigger rock in it, which, like in most places, it works all right. Hills, I still like that. Others, because it stays put.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, of course, when it rains, everybody calls, so.
No way.
Yeah. It don't take much either, does it?
No.
So.
Well, you're not here in front of us a lot. Any questions or concerns that you have? Anything?
Nope. We're trying to get everything we can. We're trying to get M Avenue accomplished. It's just taking a little longer, but we got one guy doing it. So. Yeah,
on the culverts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we're cleaning out all the ditches, so we're done with that area while it's closed. So hopefully, and maybe down the road we'll have that paved too. So
yeah,
be a nice deal.
Sure would be nice.
Yep. So, you guys, questions for me? We did get the tractor.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, the tractor, good?
Yep, I mowed with it last week because, of course, we don't have enough guys, so it never stopped. So,
how long until the gentleman is going to be back to have the foot surgery?
The shoulder, you mean, Bob?
No, the guy north of Jackson.
I mean, I get foot. I don't know, nobody had the foot that I...
Or
shoulder.
Okay, yeah, okay.
That's a good question because we thought he'd be back in July.
Yeah, you're right, Bob.
He's struggling, having problems.
Busy.
It takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On shoulders.
Furno was out for a long time.
They found infection in it, too. So.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you need.
Yes, exactly. But
take your
time. I've been in a ladder blade quite a bit just to try to keep up. But it's hard to do. But I will say them bits that we bought have made a world of difference. Because I can get over stuff a lot faster.
How many do we have, two now?
Well, we do have two, but we want to put one on Bob's when he comes back.
Yeah.
But until then, there's no sense of it.
Yeah.
Don't have any enough guys to run stuff. So.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
All righty.
Cool. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. You know my number.
Yeah, by heart.
Commissioner committee reports.
We had a merit committee meeting last Friday night. Interviewed four for promotion within the deputies and sergeant, and three within jail to corporal. So, recommendations to the sheriff.
Okay.
That looked good. So.
We also last week met with Area Agency on Aging. Sounds like we have a pretty good candidate that we're going to offer the job to take over for current executive director. So once we make the offer, then I can disclose names.
All right.
We haven't made the offer yet.
Okay.
So
I had a meeting at Region 4, it was pretty uneventful. Nothing that really tied into what we got going here right now, but it did give me an opportunity to get out and look at that paving project, so it worked out perfect.
And then next week on the 2nd, when is that? The 3rd.
June 3rd,
the NACO Land Use Permit Forum.
I registered. I'll be down there.
I'll be down there, too.
For East Van for both days?
I'm just saying for the one day, probably. I only registered for the one.
I registered for the one, too.
Mail and emergency business? No mail, Cherie?
No mail.
Brian, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Hauling